What you are about to hear is nothing short of a masterclass in narrative spin. White House trade advisor Peter Navarro, this man can turn blame shifting into an Olympic sport. Just after the recent meetings with European Union leaders and President Zelensky, suddenly a brand new storyline emerges. And guess who is at the center of the blame? India. Yes, somehow even the Ukraine war gets pinned on us. Incredible, isn't it? Now let's break down how this blame game is being cooked up. What you're about to hear is Peter Navarro's twisted perception, a lie packaged so well that it almost feels believable. It comes from a man whose soulless delivery, odd expressions, and peculiar body language can somehow turn a thousand lies into something that looks like the truth. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, this is Peter Navarro.
I've never talked to you for this long without bringing up tariffs, you know.
Yeah.
We got India today.
Let's do that.
50%. Are we actually in talks with India right now? Is there a potential for a deal to change that number?
Look, it's real easy. India can get 25% off tomorrow if it stops buying Russian oil and helping to feed
the
war machine.
Not sending that signal.
They're not. And look, here's the thing. I'm puzzled, okay? Because Modi's a great leader. These people this is a mature democracy with intelligent people running it. And they look us bald-faced in the eye on the tariff part and say, we don't have the highest tariffs in the world, when, in fact, they do. There's no dispute about that if you look at the numbers. And then they say, we're not going to stop buying Russian oil. Now, what does that mean? I mean, we've talked about this, but it's worth talking to your viewers again. When India buys Russian oil at a discount, and then Indian refiners in partnership in India with Russian refiners make that and sell it at a premium to the rest of the world, right? Russia uses the money it gets to fund its war machine, kill more Ukrainians, and then the next thing that happens, of course, is Ukraine comes to us and Europe and says, give us some more money. So everybody in America loses because of what India is doing. The consumers and businesses and everything lose, and workers lose, because India's high tariffs cost us jobs and factories and income and higher wages. And then the taxpayers lose because we got to fund Modi's war, okay? The road to peace runs at least partly right through New Delhi.
Putin's war?
Modi's war.
Let me ask you.
Because the road to peace runs in part through New Delhi. I mean, that's a lot of money.
It's a lot of money.
It's a lot of money.
But there are some who say that we're losing leverage with China by eliminating the next biggest economic alternative.
You know, I'm so tired of these national security strategists being too cute by half. The reality is you got to stop India and China from buying Russian oil. You do that tomorrow when the war's over. Okay? The war's over. If everybody, including Europe, this is like Europe's still buying Russia oil, which is crazy, okay? If people just stop buying Russia oil, then it's only a matter of time before Putin doesn't have the money to fund that war. So Modi's a big part of it. It's 1.5 million barrels of oil a day. That buys a lot of drones and bombs to kill Ukrainians,
Which is cheaper all the time.
So what's troubling to me, Joe, is that the Indians are so arrogant about this. They say, oh, we don't have higher tariffs. Oh, it's our sovereignty. We can buy oil from anywhere when we want. India, you're the biggest democracy in the world, okay? Act like one. Side with the democracies. You're getting in bed with the authoritarians. China, you've been at quiet war with them for decades. They invaded Aksai Chin and all your territory. These are not your friends, folks, okay? And the Russians, I mean, come on.
With a direct appeal to the listeners and viewers here.
Yes, I love India.
Power. Peter Navarro, it's great to have you back,
good to see
as always.
You.